We are on the Zayin and Aleph. And we're Zayin, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't go up to
that. Yeah, we weren't there yesterday. We're talking about the Mishnah. Mishnah said that you see a woman talking with another man, and that was a euphemism for having relations. So Gamliel Rabbi Elazar says she's believed. She has credibility to tell us who she had relations with. Rabbi Shua says she has no credibility. We don't believe her what she says. We assume that the person she had relations with is somebody who's possible, and therefore she can't marry a Kohen because she herself becomes possible as a result. So it says more in the second line. On Zion and Ralph. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acham Shem Rabbi Yeshua said, I look at me of Rabbi Lezer, who said that we believe her. Mishub Shnaim Shrav Alecha, because there are two against one. There are two, and Rabbi Yeshua is only one person. Rabbi Yossi asked, Ima Alecha, if you're going to say Halecha, say Halecha. Lama Shnaim, why even say it's two against one? Im Shnaim, if you want to say it's two against one, and it's not really the Halecha. If not for the rov, then lama halacha. So why'd you ever say halacha? Just say it's two against one. There was this two part statement. Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar, and then the rationale because it's two against one seemed to be one of them seems to be superfluous. Either say it's two against one, or say halacha Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar. I guess the Gemara did not accept that would be the cause for the halacha, because it never says anywhere in Shas, halacha like so-and-so because he's rov. If we say halacha like so-and-so, generally it's because of some underlying reason. So here there must be an underlying reason too. Why do you have to bring in the reason of two against one? So it says, no. Me'ata, I'll tell you what. Because in Yisbo Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who speaks later on about the Rabbi Yochanan appears in one of the later Mishnahs in discussing these issues. If Rabbi Yochanan Nuri would be persuaded to hold like Rabbi Yeshua, then indeed, so it would be two against two. And then Eloch and Gamliel Rabbi Lezer, Eloch Rabbi Yeshua, Eloch would change the other side. In fact, it is completely an issue of Rov. Just normally Rov means we have a gazillion Rabbanon against, one rabbi. But here it's Taka, two against one. And therefore, if you just got one guy to go to the side of Rabbi Yeshua, one Tana, so then we had Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua and like whatever Tana X who was with him, as opposed to Gamliel Rabbi Elazar.
So when we say Yochet for Rabin, Halacha for Rabin, we're talking about gazillion.
Generally speaking. But it's even by two against one, though.
So then it's not a Chiddush. I mean.
Right, but the good thing is that's what we want to stress it here. It's precisely two against one. If you have one more time holds it, be sure you can turn the tides the other way, okay? Or at least make it a suffix. It says Gemara, Maikadun, what's the result of this conversation? Why do we believe her? Mishum Eidushisha Kasherala. Because it's a testimony in which women are acceptable. Why? Because women are believed to say who they had relations with. So they wanted to say that Mapli and Rabbi Yeshua Vilan Rabbanan, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gomi and Rabbi Lezer argue, but Malcolm Shul believe the majority of people are puzzled in that locality. Malcolm Shul Shane, but if the majority of people in that locality are kosher people, then she's got a rove on her side. After Rabbi Yeshua Moide, and even Rabbi Yeshua would see the point. Asa Rabbi Yaakov Rach Hashem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elo Hashem Rabbi Lezer, they both said, Afil Malcolm Shul Rok Sharon and he. Even places where the majority of people in the city are kosher and won't cause her any grief in terms of her halachic status, nevertheless, we have the same machlokas. Why is that? Good question. So, Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, has nus rotza achra psulim. People who are involved in licentious behavior, they usually are connected to people of shady character and background. And therefore, if she was Mizana, and obviously she had relations out of wedlock, so therefore we assume she had relations with somebody who was a apostle. So by definition, we say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if she claims she was nivelus to a kosher person, we cannot give her credibility even if there's a rove of kosher people around, we do not give her credibility because there's nus makes her, we say that since she had illicit relations, so it's primarily logical that she would have it with possible people. Now, Amar Rabbi Zira said, Masnisa, the Mishnah, or the following Mishnah argues, or Bryce argues, and in fact, we're going like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer. With that, what is that from Bryce? So it says, even kosher people are Mizaneh. How is it so? The Tanya we learned, Afilu Chosid Shebechosidim, even the most pious person, Eimanim Osa Apotropos Arayas, you never make him the guardian that two people shouldn't be over on Gili Arayas, because even a kosher kind of guy, now here we mean kosher, not Yirei Shamayim, but we mean, in our story, we're not even talking about Yirei Shamayim, we're talking about a kosher person that he has relations with a woman, he doesn't make her possible kahuna. But here in this price it goes even further. It says, forget about him. Obviously, a kosher person is not a pious person. He can be Mizana left and right. But here it says, even a chassid sheb chassidin, even the most pious of the pious people, you don't make him the guardian of rights because it's a very big temptation. And therefore, if the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer said, would not hold that there's a majority possibility that she had relations with somebody who's possible to her because of Kshirim, they fool around as well. Okay? Halacha test. Now we go from her to her kid. Haisim Uberis. What if she was pregnant?
But we end up that Midaberis means Nivela still.
Oh, most definitely. Right. Everybody agrees on that. Haisim Uberis. What if she was pregnant? Amrullah, and they said to her, Mati Voshibuza, what's the status of this fetus? And she says, Meish Ploni, it's the progeny of so-and-so, the Kohen, and he's a Kohen, so my kid's a Kohen too. And Gilead Lezer mean, and Manasseh say she's believed. There be Yeshua Merloni Piano Chaim, we do not believe, accept what she says. El Rezu Becheskos Muberes Minasu Mamzer, you assume that the person who impregnated her was a person who's a Nasin, means he can't come at the congregation of Hashem because he's from the tribe of from the nation of Givon, or Mamzer, a person who himself was possible to call, Achatavi Riot around, so she brings proof that she's telling the truth.
Amar Lezer, Lezer said, Hakom Odim Bevlad Shushtuki. Everybody agrees that even though if she's believed that the kid
she's believed to say who the kid's father is. So it doesn't, it's just good credibility to make him a shtuki, that we don't know his father is, and we don't assume that his father was a mamzer or a nasim, but that, not further than that. Vitani, can we learn, Bamed Vorimurim, where is it true that we believe her, Be'edus Ishagufa, when she talks about herself? Abu Vlad, but the kid, Akomodim Shushisuki, and everybody agrees that he's literally silenced, meaning we don't know who the father is. Says Mu'armu Rabbi Yochan said, Shtuki Stam. There's a shtuki, a generic shtuki. There are a few words missing here, but it's not clear exactly how to put them in. But a generic shtuki, somebody who's silenced because he doesn't know who his father is, basically what we bar him from doing is inheriting his father's property. Because since he's a shtuki, we don't know if he is related to his father. We don't know who his father is, right? Because there's a question, because he can't say, nobody's saying who his father is. So says Umar, nevertheless, Matzino Shushtuki Kohen Gadol. We find that a Shtuki can become a Kohen Gadol, which obviously is very high Madrego. Hey, Chabida, how is that so? Sio Shel Kohanim Overes. Fundamental concept. A group of Kohanim are passing where this woman is. And one of them, Upirish Echemeh Mubal, one of them comes out of the group, has relations to her, joins the group again, right? So in that case, you know for sure that the Shtuki is a Kohen. He can even be a Kohen Gadol. He can't inherit the property of anybody because we don't know who the father is, but we know the father is a Kohen. So the bottom line is that we know Shtuki doesn't necessarily mean that the kid is automatically precluded from all rights and privileges. It depends who the logical assumption is that this person was his, you know, his sire, or the person who...
So a Kohen child that's born out of wedlock is
a kosher, legitimate Kohen. Totally kosher, totally legitimate. Okay?
Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lezer said, "Harei Amonas Isa." Wait a minute, how can you say that? I have a case of a woman who's an Amonas Isa. Literally means the widow of dough. In other words, there's a family in which it's questionable. The lineage is questionable. dough has all sorts of ingredients in it. So this family has all sorts of ingredients in it. So we learned Hikshero. She's okay. She has the cheskas kashrus. Ubita, but her daughter is psula because we don't know what the story with her daughter is. So she doesn't have cheskas kashrus, and she's not believers of her daughter. So her daughter is puzzle.
Puzzle for what? For marrying a Kohen?
Marrying a Kohen. That's what it seems at this point. So, so we see that we can divide up, right? We can see that, we can say that, he is, the daughter is...
So you're talking about the
Amon. Yeah, the Amon is kosher and the daughter is Basel, right. Okay? So, here too in our Mishnah, we should say the same thing. We believe on herself, but we don't believe on the kid. Why don't Gamaliel Rav Eleza say we believe on the kid as well? Okay? So says more Amale. So he said to respond. Hakadive shum makshiba. Whoever holds that the woman who is the widow of the Doe family, right? So anybody says she's okay, says the daughter is okay because it's an extrapolation from her. Amar Yaakov Acher. Yaakov said lo amar. He only said, and here the Gerson tried side changes it from kidivre to elkidivre. He only said this Mishu Machshir, that he who's Machshir, the mother, is Machshir, the daughter. Now it sounds like there's a Machlokas meet, that's like saying Man da Amar, who said blank, is blank. Miklal de Is Choron. Must be there's another opinion in this matter which holds Posel, that if the mother might be kosher and the daughter Posel. Mani Machshir, who's what is Machshir? Rabbi Meir, he says the if the mother is kosher, the kid is kosher. You can't separate the chazakas between the two, right? Mani Paisa, who says you can separate the chazaka of the mother from the daughter? Rabbanon, that's Rabbanon. The Tanya we learned Ezu Isa Kishera. What's a mix which is pure? I mean that everybody in the mix can't marry to a Kohen. Kosher ain't ba anytime. There's no issue of now. The unfortunate will take out the word cholo, and they just have anytime there's no issue of mamzer, lo nasin, not a mamzer nor a nasin, which are two forbidden relationships in Am Yisrael, and not the it doesn't say this here, but it says in the Brice of Korban Adam, what you bring down, lo avdei melachim, not the slaves of the kings, because the slaves of the kings seem to kings of the house of Chashmonai were intermarried, so therefore that was a problem. They couldn't do, you couldn't know if they were kosher or not kosher. But if you had a family which had none of these deficits, so you assumed it's kosher, right? So it says the Gemara, again, Esu Yisuk Sher, kosher aim below Mamzer, below Nosin, and not Abdi Melochim. Remeramer, even though to some of those words says something, it doesn't say, but that's the way to read it. Remeramer kosher ein ba achas mikol elu. Anybody who doesn't have one of these traits, meaning not a mamzer, nor nosin, nor abdi kohanim, kosher lukuna, we allow her to marry kohen, even though there's a small possibility that her father was a cholo, or there was some cholo relationship. We don't assume there's a cholo relationship which defiled the kuna directly, unless proven to us, right? And therefore, the daughter is kosher lukuna.
Did
I say Avdi Kohanim? Should be Avdi Melochim. I meant to say Avdi Melochim, but I said Avdi Kohanim. Aval, Mishpacha Shishtakeh Bapsul. Now, what about a family where you know there's a psul? You know it was somebody psul, but you don't know who it was. Rumor has it that there was somebody psul. So how do you have to check it out? Remeir Meir Bodhi got our brother, Imos, you go back four of our mothers, Umesi. And they married. In other words, when you go make a bedika, you have to check back for mothers. Chachorimi bodek lolim, you have to check as far back as you have records for. And then you can give up. Rabbi Zir, lo amar kei. Rabbi Zir, Yuzir, name Rabbi Yirmiya, did not say that Rabbi Lozo argued on Rabbi Yochanan, but he asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. What's the question? El Rabbi Lozo, shol Rabbi Yochanan. Amonas Isamai, what's the status of a woman who's an Amona, Amonas Isamai, but she has also to brought mixed into her family? Mai, what's her status? Amar Lake, Shera. So he said that she's a kosher. Bita Mayi, what's the status of her daughter? Or Malik Diri Mishu Machshibah, Machshibah Bita. Whereas Machshibah, Machshibah her daughter as well. There's a fundamental principle. The Chazakos, which apply to a mother, can apply to a daughter because the mother's daughter is a continuation of the mother. So the mother has certain Chazakos which have to do with her. So these Chazakos occasionally, not always though, can be transferred to the child. Now here it's the case, right? We're here because the child was conceived as a result of this episode, so therefore he can transfer whatever chazaka was applied to the mother to the child. If the child needed a chazaka 10 years later, which is not a continuous chazaka with the mother's chazaka, we couldn't do that. I'm not sure I'm making myself clear, but the reason why you give the daughter the chazaka of the mother, just like the mother Mistama only had relations with somebody who's kosher to her, so the daughter was conceived only in relations which were okay for her, it's precisely because one led to the other. The relations led to the conception of the child. Where there are two separate things, just one is a mother, one is a daughter, but the issue with the mother is of conception, and the issue with the daughter is a chfei, so that when she's 3 years old, obviously there's no continuity. We don't see Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito, right? That wouldn't make any sense. So, in any event, we're talking about here, Kedivei Mishim Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito, because the Chazaka continues from the mother through the daughter. Haven Bona Meima, you know, maybe check, I should check, it's kind of later than it usually gets here. Let me just check about it. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, Lomar Kain, again, as the Chazor, El Rabbi Lazar, Shol Rabbi Yom, Yasser Yochanan Amos Yisa Mai, with the status of Amalei, he said, K'sher Abita Mai, Amalei, he said, K'divim Mishu Mashu, Amirch Mashu Bita. Ham Bo Mem, now they wanted to say, Al Daitad Rabbi Lazar, Shtuki Apostle. Again, Rabbi Lazar, a Shtuki is a Apostle, because there are no chazokas by him, right? Because Rabbi Lezer either argued out Rabbi Yochanan or posed Rabbi Yochanan loaded question. Loaded question as to whether there is a chazaka for the daughter, for the mother that applies to the daughter. So obviously if you hold there isn't, then a shtuki is possible, right? No good, because whatever chazaka the mother has doesn't apply to the daughter. Al-Daita Rabbi Yochanan, couldn't Rabbi Yochanan Shtuki Kosher? Shtuki is Kosher, because whatever Chazok applies to the mother, which is the Chetzkash Kosher, applies to the daughter conceived in this marriage, in this incident as well. Av Rabbi Yochanan Isay Shtuki Apostle. Rabbi Yochanan also did a Shtuki is Apostle. So that's a Kosher, actually. So how can you say Shtuki is kosher? So says more, but she tossed away Yeshiva. The truth is, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shtuki is possible. But he answered Rabbi Lezer, that you say Shtuki is even somebody as anybody. We don't know the father. I'll tell you that you're wrong. Let's see your Shtuki Kohen Gadol. We found Shtuki Kohen Gadol. How's that? Echavida? See your Shokranim of Eris. A group of Kohanim passes by. One of them has relations with this girl. We found the Shtuki who is a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because in that case, since he's definitely a Kohen, so therefore he can become a Kohen Gadol. But in any event, the bottom line is that he was trying to say that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say that not all shtukis are possible, right? Some shtukis are kosher, need to be a kohen gadol. That was the whole point he was trying to make. He might hold that normally a kid who's found, we don't know who the father is, a shtuki, but there's some cases where it isn't a shtuki.
Why was the Gemara repeating itself? Didn't we have the same concept?
There we had the discussion. Here we're having a retrospective on discussion. We're saying that when Rabbi Yochanan had the discussion, we repeat the whole discussion verbatim. We're saying when Rabbi Yochanan discussion, he should not infer that to mean that he always holds that every chazak applies to the mother applies to the daughter. Okay, that's what he's saying. He says the shtuki is possible, right? But he just said he wanted to say, according, but not all shtukis are possible. He wanted to distinguish between certain types of shtuki which are and certain types of shtuki which are not. Okay? A shtuki, again, is one who doesn't know who his father is. He's silent when you ask him who his father is. Right? But that depends, of course, if you know that the father is from a limited subset of people, So then, of course, it's not going to render as difficult as if the father could be somebody of an endless chain of human, of human possibilities of somebody. What?
Encounters.
Encounters, right. Okay. Says the Gemara. Milsa Rabbi Zira Omar Shtuki Kosher. Rabbi Zira sounds like he holds a Shtuki Zoke as well. Rabbi Zira Boykun Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zira, that's part of Rabbi Yossi. This is the proof. Avlihim Ishpocha Kane. In terms of family as well, if a Shtuki comes to marry a woman, he is believed to say, no, the other way. If a person who's kosher comes to marry a woman who's a shtuki, she's believed to say she's kher lakuna. She has credibility on that. Says the Gemara, Kain Amar, Amar Lehi said, Amar Shimalakish, Tamatnili and Mishpacha. There it says, vis-a-vis family. Baramacha, but here, the Indian Kachak Wu. We're talking about kachim eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. I forgot what that means. One second.
It's always in my mind. One second.
Yeah, okay. Say what Rabbi Zira.
Remember the shot on this. One second.
No. We have plenty of the blank space on tape. But it happens all the time that I fall asleep when I'm saying shit. That's even worse because usually it comes out utter gibberish. So in any event, then be the breaks. Says the wife first, so it's a little silence. A little silence never hurt anybody, right? So in any event, says the wife first. Yeah, Stooky, right? I lost my place. Mr. Rabbi Zera, my Stooky kosher. Rabbi Zera boy, so he says Shtuki is the kosher, obviously, because he was at the it's not our point right now. Rabbi Zera boy, but now Rabbi there's our point. The Gemara is going to bring proof of the old Shtuki is kosher from the following story. Rabbi Zera, who is Rabbi Zera, Balkun Rabbi Yossi, that's for Rabbi Yossi, Abdi Mishpacha K. What do we say in terms of family? In other words, it's called guy Shtuki. Do we say Shtuki that is his family connections are held to be adverse or questionable? Or do we say that it's nothing to do with family connection? He can marry a Kohen, he can marry anybody he wants, or she can marry an Israeli, no problem. The only problem is in terms of things like Kachi HaGvul, meaning that can they take part in, if the woman says that he was a Kohen, so then can he go and eat stuff, Trumas Meister, stuff like that. So it says, Mara, Milsa Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzra, the words Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzra say, Shtuki is actually just a straight kosher, not fossil. How so? Rabbi Shmuel Yitzra said, Meata, ain't Shtuki, Kron Gamil Kari Lezer, Kron Gamil Rabbi Lezer, Shmino Sachin Shtuki. My corner gumli or Liz, it should be no such thing as Shtuki, because we always believe what she has to say, right? El Krabi Shua, it should only be a Shtuki like Krabi Shua, where we don't believe what she has to say. Because the Rabbi Omar, when Agnes said, Yes, Shtuki, Gramulil is also Shtuki like Gramulil, Ukrabi Lazar, when that Bishop Tsekas, when she's silent. I feel the same with our man, when she's talking, no merit to any of that, and she says, I don't know. It's the same thing as being silent. So in that case, there's actually a Shtuki where she's silent or says, I don't know. Otherwise, there is no Shtuki according to Gamliel Rebbe Lezer. It's taka true. Because normally she'll have a response, and Mishraik's response, we believe her response. So Shtuki is actually a very rare incident. Okay?
You're saying there's a typo here? Shtuki pasul?
Yeah, it should be Shtuki kosher. That's a good enough rhyme. He says Shtuki is kosher, right? Because he says that he asks that Shtuki should be kosher because once he speaks,
no, you're right. I'm not even sure it's necessary to make that tikkun right now. Once you point that out.
I mean, I just don't see the side, any of them on the side making that.
Yeah, no, but no, it's not on Tzar. It's Gula and Ephraim. Gula and Ephraim is on the bottom. No, it's in the back on this page. It's already here on the bottom too. It's also it's in the back. But Naaman, I think what it means like this. It must be a Rishmor Yitzchak called the Shtuki is kosher, right? Because it says like Ren Gamliel Rabbi Lezer, right? So he holds there is a Shtuki. So how do you hold that there is it's supposed to say parcel. Fourth line before the Mishnah.
Four lines before. Oh. Okay.
It's true to the Gilin Ephraim says it's supposed to say kosher because Reshmuel Yitzchak asked that there should be no shtuki from Gamliel Krabi Lesser, only Krabi Yoshua. And we know he passed him like Krabi Gamliel, right? So therefore, it must be that there's no shtuki according to Ron Gamliel, that he holds no shtuki. That's the premise of his question. And he's asking Ron Gamliel, it must be that he holds that there's no, that a shtuki is kosher. Not that there's no shtuki, but a shtuki is kosher love of the call.
You remember who Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak.
And I mean, I just see it in the same motion when he says, Milson Rabbi Shmuel, Sphere Lady Shtuki, Pasul Afil of the Yuchsin.
Yeah, that's the exact opposite of the Gamliel Ephraim.
Oh, okay.
The Gagun Ephraim says he should change its kosher because obviously he's saying when he asked a query, you guys don't have shtuki, it must mean that he's trying to say that there's shtuki, that shtuki is kosher, right? Because that's his proof. So the Gamliel Rabbi Lezer holds there's no such thing as shtuki.
Right.
The kosher means possible, possible means kosher. Yeah. Okay. Next Mishnah. On Rabbi Yosef, they said, Maisa Betinoka is the Maisa with a girl. She ordered a louse, Maimin and Ayin. She went down to fill up water from the spring. Benanza, and she was raped. Rabbi Yochan Ruri said, Imrova Yimrasin Laguna, the majority of the city could marry Kohanim. Then, I raised the Nasu Kohanim, she could still marry a Kohen, even though she was raped, because we assume she was raped by somebody who's kosher to marry a Kohen. Okay? Remember, we said Ksherim do Znus too. All right, Ravino Shem. Now here, it's a very difficult sugya. Rest of the parak, which will take us to the rest of the evening, Mirtu Shem, is a difficult sugya, and I will learn it like the Gilin Ephraim, because I saw everybody else, and I didn't like anybody else, and they're all docha. Kormineda, Pnei Moshe, Mashpiach, Shari Teres Eretzro, Mechamai, Ribaz, you name it, they're all difficult. But then Ephraim is the least difficult.
Just real quick, the only problem with the Kohen marrying someone who is Nenas is because it wasn't done by a Kohen?
Oh no, it was done by somebody who's possible Kohen.
Possible
Kohen. Somebody's not a Kohen, somebody who's possible Kohen, such as a Goy or an Eved or a Mamzer, nothing.
So okay. It's like the principle of call to poor, poor is to do.
Don't give it away. Yes. But an interesting thing, once you bring that up.
You want to edit that out?
No. Interesting, once you bring that up, we'll get there. The Mashpiach says, you don't find in the Yerushalmi explicit, and he does give an answer, he just wonders why. You don't find in the Yerushalmi ever explicit the words, well, he does give an answer, but it's not really an answer. I'll tell you what he says. He says, you don't find ever in the words in the Yerushalmi, kavua, which is called Kavok Mechza Mechza Dami. We'll explain that in a few minutes too. And where do you find the Yerushalmi the word Brera? For Yesh Brera and Ein Brera. We've had concepts which parallel Brera, not Brera. Right. But you don't find the word ever. So that's what he's still postulates, that that's a proof that the Yerushalmi was predated the Bavli. They didn't yet have the words formulated for these concepts. So that's why they don't appear in the Yerushalmi. It's interesting spoiler. Okay? So that will come up now. Rabbi Yishem Rab said, and now here it says the word Kohen, but that's a mistake. Well, the Gilin Ephraim must be able to say it should be Behon in this place, or in that place. Like Behon, Karno Shel Tzipori Havulto. This took place in the caravans outside of Tzipori. Now, there are a number of interpretations of Krona. And the other main interpretation is that it was not the caravans, which are like the carriages, but rather it happened in the by the wellsprings of Tzipori, which are outside the city, and that's crucial. Now, nevertheless, despite the fact that happened in the wellsprings of Tzipori or in the caravans of Tzipori, nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Ari said she's okay. Now, this is a fundamental contradistinction to the Bavli, because the Bavli says you need to have two robes. In every matter of Yusin, you have to have a tray ruby in order to allow her to call. Two more robes. And here we only have one robe. What's the one robe we have? The robe people in the city are, robe people in the city are Jewish, right? Well, that's one difference between this and the Bavli. Another difference between this and the Bavli is, that's actually one difference of tray ruby. The other difference is that the Bavli does give this tray ruby. The Bavli says there is a two robes here, because there's the robe of the people of the city, and the Bavli says that the robe of the people traveling in the caravans were not gypsies but Jews. So therefore you need two robes. And he had both robes. He had both majorities. The Yerushalayim is just addressing one robe, the robe of the people of the city, and not the robe of the caravan. So that will be an interesting issue to take up in a minute. They both said, Rabbi Yeshua, who was machmir on the woman and said, we don't believe a word she says, that's only if she was willful. She involved herself willfully, so we don't believe her. But even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that we believe her when she was compelled to do whatever she did. Okay, so let's say, the case, excuse me, where she was, raped, right? So she was compelled. So we just assume if the robe of the people around there are kosher people, that she was raped by a kosher person. Okay? So that's the bottom line. Again, right, he says, Rechim Shem Rabbi Yana says, Motor Rabbi Shurim Chukat sees Bar Nusa, if she was compelled, that she's off the hook. Rabbi Chizkir and Rabbi Avobah Shem Rabbi Yochan said, Motor Rabbi Shurim Bar Nusa, if she was compelled, she's off the hook. Meaning we rely on robe and not on her statement, and that's enough. We rely on the majority, okay? And that's good. The truth is it's better than relying on her statement, because her statement she can twist and turn. But robe is an absolute tool that the Torah gave us to determine what to do in situations, right? Says Moreh Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Sene Rav Lok Rabbi Yossi, Oz Rabbi Yossi Sharma B'Shem, B'Shem Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri. So Yossi named Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri, which is how did Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri say? I don't think we had it yet.
In the Mishnah,
we did. Oh, we did. Right. Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri said, in the majority of the city, for five marries Kuna, so therefore she can marry Kuna as well. So he says that we passing like Rabbi Yossi named Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri. Rabbi Zira boy kum Rabbi Yasser. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yasser. Heich avdin uta, what should rule lochem aisa? I'm like Rabbi Yossi. So he said, look, Rabbi Yossi, Shar Vashem Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri said name Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri, which is that, if the majority of the city is kosher, then we better get married to a Jew. Okay? So far so good, or we assume that everything is to which now to marry a Kohen, not just a Jew.
What if she willfully engaged in and Rova Ear are Kashira? So, what is that? You don't have any receipt on that.
Well, you need to differentiate.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Right. There's no difference.
Okay.
It says more further. Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Ila, now here it's where it gets a little bit complex, but relatively simple. The other Shem Rabbi says, Tocha b'tziporin, Tocha b'tziporin ba. If one of the guys, the reason why we permit her, is because we say one of the guys from inside the city came out and raped her, right? And then we have the Pavlochic principle, as Dr. Spadel mentioned before, of called the parish miruba parish. Whenever you have somebody who comes off a group, we assume that person comes from the majority. So the majority of the city people can marry Kohanim, so therefore we assume that he came off the majority, right? So therefore we say, Tocha, Tzipori, and Tzipori had relations with her, and naturally she's off the hook. We let her go. Rava Mahavish Ravish and Rav Yehonai said, that depends. Rosa Poresh Mitzipori, if we saw him walk out the door of the city, Uboa, and then he went to that relations, it might be somebody else. But at that point, Chazaka, it becomes a Chazaka, Sheposel. Chazaka Sheposel. Excuse me? The way the Shari Torah Sitzel reads it is Chazaka Sheposel Sheshambal. Okay, Chazaka Sheposel Sheshambal. And it's Chazaka that we assume that the person who had relations with her was somebody Posel. That's a very interesting distinction which Umar is making. It's not asking the question, making a distinction. In this case, we have here two possibilities. Actually, we're going to have more, but so far, we have two possibilities. We have the possibility of Kavua and called the Parish. Kavua is where you have nine stores. Right? Let's say you had all these chairs over here were stores. And so, well, all these stores over here, and you went into one of the stores. And he bought meat. Now, nine of these stores are kosher stores. If I got this store, this store, this store, that store, that store, it's all kosher. But this one is trade. Right? I don't know which one I went into. I can't eat the meat. Why is that? Because kol kavua, every time there are fixed amount of stores, and I go to one, so it's kemechta mechta. It's a 50-50 chance. It's no better than 50-50. However, if I find a piece of meat on the floor, which came from one of the stores, and I don't know which one it came from, so then I say, called the parish, one that leaves the group, may rule a parish or comes from the majority. Now here, the Gemara is distinguishing, the two statements are distinguishing. If I know somebody came out of Tzipori. And at Tzipori, they're 90%, let's say they're, for argument's sake, they're 70% Kshirim and 30% Psalim. If I see, and also he came out of Tzipori, so then I assume that this guy came out of Tzipori was kosher because it's called the Parish Mura Parish. But what if I actually saw him leaving Tzipori? I actually witnessed him leaving. Then, says the Gemara, and this is the way we pass it, if I see the piece of meat leaving the store, even if I didn't take it out, so I can't say called the parish Meruva parish anymore. Because I know, I saw that the meat left the Makom HaKdis, the place where it was standing. So it's as if I went and took out the meat myself. So that's a saying, if however I saw the guy coming out of Tzipori, so then I can't allow this girl, I have to say she's also, because then it reverts to Kavu again. So it all depends on whether I saw the issuing, the sallying forth of the individual, I did not see him sallying forth. Is that clear? If I saw him sally forth, it's already called the parish kavur kemechta mechzadani. If I didn't see him sally forth, then I could say call the parish mura parish. Anything which comes out of the majority.
If you didn't see him come out, then how do you know he's from Tzipor and not from the caravan?
You're saying good. Mara's going to ask that. Okay, Mara's going to come to that later on.
I have another question. When he says Tocha Shepet Tzipor and Baal,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that he did Baula in the city itself.
It could mean that, but then
that makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense grammatically, but it doesn't make sense in context. I mean, that's why the Gilead of Friends doesn't learn that way. Obviously, it would be much easier to learn that, but the rest of the city won't make sense.
It didn't make sense.
Won't make sense.
No.
Because here it's saying it's Tocha Shep Tzipori.
Yes.
Baal is...
It's not Kavua, so he's...
It's good. But right. That's no good. It's not good. In the halachs of Kavua, it wouldn't be good. If you actually went into the butcher stores...
It's like going into
the
store.
It's like going to the store. Right? If the issue took place in Tzipori, it's like going to the store. Except except the Gemara is immediately going to bring up now that it's going to bring it up as an issue, but not the Gemara didn't bring it up yet. Says the Gemara, Rabbi, plot your mouth. What if she was raped in the public square? And that's really the question you're asking. What happens if it was in Tzipori, but it wasn't in a house? It was in a public square. Is there a precious? Is there a coming out from the house to the street so that I could say, call the Porish Meruba Porish, or not?
It's like the piece of meat that's in the inside of in the
right.
public square.
So the question is, well, how far out it's got to be? So says the Gemara, plot him out. And here, we have to change the line here, the end of the line, it should be also the Gilling of Ephraim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Kirov, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Ena Kirov. Rabbi Yirmiyah Barbo says, in a platio, it's already considered to be called a parish, real parish. It came off the rove, and therefore it's okay. Rabbi Yossi says it's not like rove. Why is that? Because he says that's considered to be still the kavua. Chel Rabbi Yirmiyah Minado. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the race they call the parish from on a public fair is from the following Gemara. The Marachia by Rabbi Shem Rav Chis, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mavi Shakula Goy. This is a Bikoach Nevesh Alocha. You have an alley which is completely Goyim. We saw Echodar B'Socha, one Jew lives there. Another hotel on a post, an avalanche falls in there on Shabbos. The falcon love you can remove the avalanche. The Shvili Yisrael Shem because the Jew is there. So do we go after Rov in that case? No. Plat Yehochi Nachar Rov. But the self same Bryce continues says by a public thoroughfare we do go after Rov. So what do we see from that? We see the Rov is very powerful, right? Right. We do use it in a public thoroughfare as well. So in any event, it must be that we say called the parish when something comes out of the store and goes into the public thoroughfare. That's a very powerful statement that it's already considered to be beyond the, as long as you didn't say come out of the store, it's already considered to be beyond kavua. It's not. You follow the majority, right? So again, in the alley you say koko voka mechta mechta dami. And in the platia, you go after the rove. And so wherever the rove of the city is, that's what allows you to do what you have to do. Umau, the Amar Rabbi Bavashim Rabbi Anai. Well, before we go on, actually. So here's a raya that a platia is already considered to be like the, like called
the
Borish. Right.
So you have more than just the guy in from the mob, walking in the platia.
Right. So actually, so therefore, if she was raped in a plaza, you should permit her. Because you should say, call the parish of as long as she wasn't raped in one of the houses, right? Getting back to what we said before. Umau dama rabbiana above the shame rabbiana, once that which rabbiana, boss named rabbiana, rose so porish, me tziporin! If they only saw him leaving tziporin, ubo and have relations, then chazoka, if they saw him leaving tziporin and have relations, his pause, she's possible, chazoka, she's possible, she's shambal. It's chazoka that the person who's possible in there had beer with her. So if that's the case, how can you reconcile that with what you just said? So it says the Gemara, al-daited Rabbi Yirmiyah, vein shiro porish min abati. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, you actually have to see him leaving the houses. If you don't see him leaving the houses, then it's called the parish Maru Parish already, because the moment you get onto the plaza, it's already considered to be called the parish. Adaita Rabbi Yossi, Afilumi Platya. Even if you see them in the, even if you saw them coming out of the plaza, the public thoroughfare, it's already considered to be so we're kavua even from the platio, right? It's kavua from the platio, ready? And therefore, it's not like a rove. So in a plaza, it's not going to be like a rove. Now, Haisa Tzipori Ne'ula, very interesting case. What if Tzipori was under curfew? And who got out of the curfew? Only the girl was raped and the rapist. That was the only two people who got out.
So that's where it's on the curfew. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Amar Ad Shiuchiach.
We assume in that case that the guy who raped her was kosher until proven otherwise. Says, well, what is going on? Because Rabbi Yossi Amar Barov, here we follow the road. We just said before that coming out of a plaza, out of a public thoroughfare, Rabbi Yossi says it's kokovo kemechta mechta dami. Right? How can he say that's not kokovo just because there's a curfew in the city? Says what I'll tell you. Very interesting svara. A for creativity, I don't remember this at all from the Bavli. Says Gemara, Chelad Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi's strength is min hadah, from the following case. The Mar Rabbi Zira said, Rabbi Yossi Shem Yochan said,
you bought a container of flour to a grinder to grind. You don't know which is yours anymore. If the Amaretz is grinded there the entire grind there today, choshesh, he has to be suspect. He has to be suspected. Mimlav eno choshesh. If not, he doesn't suspect it. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about he finds that he has a different barrel than he originally began with, right? So if he knew that there was a barrel of grain or whatever they packed him in, so if he knew that the stuff was switched, you know, talking about he comes to a miller and the miller is going to mill the grain and he gets back different grain, so the question is if he can assume that the grain he's getting back is tahor or tamei, right? So it's chav kupal say to tochen am imul zak am oretz yos tochen shom ko oso yom. If the am oretz is also there grinding that day in the mill house, then cheshish got to be afraid that he got tummy stuff or stuff which can be tummy. Milav, if not in a cheshish, does have to be concerned. So what do we see here? We see a very interesting thing. Even though normally you have to be concerned with Tumah Tahara when you leave your stuff to accessible to am oretz, if there's no reason to assume there wasn't am oretz present, we don't have to be concerned with that. Okay? Do you see the parallel here? The parallel is if everybody's in the curfew, we don't assume that the problematic people got out. Okay? Kol kavul kamechta mechta dam requires that there is a definite presence of the usur component. If people are going in and forth, in and out because there's no curfew, so we say they're definitely possible people in Tzipori. I know they are, but definitely a 30% possible. And they're out and about in the streets and in the public thoroughfares. But if you say that you're putting it under lock and key, and people are not circulating, that's entirely possible that the 30% of people are at home, right?
Why? The curfew is equal to everybody.
Nobody's being let out.
Right.
So we only assume that the rapist and the rape victim got out.
Right. So why don't you assume that?
That's called a parish. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that's called a parish. Because there's never a kavua which was known to me. Kavua is only if I know it's a kavua, but if everybody's on the lock and key in the houses, and nobody can go in and out, so there's no known quantifiable prohibition. They say kavua, that there's definitely an awesome butcher shop in town.
Okay, so like the entire city is not just a plot, is like in private houses.
That's right.
Rather than a plaza.
Right. That's right.
Okay, because the curfew extends the privacy of the house to the city level.
And we're not talking on have a kavua then. That's okay. Correct. Okay. So Sazmar, wait a minute. Mabino, the sikh was interesting this at an Arab, the marketplace of Arab merchants. Located at the circus, the Arab market of the Arab merchants. Shemistapekas yom echo mineser, but one day they were selling prohibited stuff. Nasa yom rochiach choyomim, so that day became a reusa, came a question mark for all the other days. So we see that we are afraid, even if one day, I don't know how often, but if one day they're puzzle things around, so it causes ramifications later on, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to be afraid of that. What?
Those are Arabs.
Says Mara, wait a minute. There, it's because it's constantly new merchandise coming in. It's possible you're not going to have new merchandise there, so there's always new merchandise. And therefore, each day you get new merchandise, you have to be afraid that this new merchandise is coming because of the turnover. However, the Kohani Yomi, here I say, by the millstones, you don't know how much is ever going to be grinding. Show them that they both say yom. And therefore, even though it says v'choshesh, it should either be read v'choshesh, you want to be suspicious, or it should be read like Shai Torah Sitzrol says, v'ein o'choshesh, you don't have to be suspicious. Well, both mean the same thing, one in a positive, one in a negative. So the bottom line is that if I don't know this now, it's present, it's not kavua. There's no definite prohibition there. So therefore, I can say, call the parish that it came from the rope. But so to here, the corner you're here, I say, if all of Sipari is on the lock and key, I say, lo yorad hapostle, take out the word Ella, the apostle didn't go l'malo shambo sarayim. He didn't go that day. And therefore, it should be again, ve'eno choshesh. So it's a very beautiful thing he actually say. He's saying that the reason why Rabbi Yossi himself was machmen a platyon. He held in a platyon, we still say, koko buka mechza mechza dami, right? Because as long as the plaza is not outside the city, it wasn't Poresh, and therefore it's considered to be Kavua, together with the smallest street where the stores are, right? But he agrees, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that at the point where you're not sure anymore if there's some prohibited person around, if some prohibited substance around, so then I don't say kokovua. Okay?
Did the curfew prevent them from leaving their houses or just leaving the city limits?
It's not clear. It could just be the city limits, and that's where by the city there only were the rapist and the rape victim. Okay, it says more, for it's not clear though. For Rabbi Ela, now wait a minute, I have another question for you. Rabbi Ela, Rabbi Yon, that said name Rabbi Yonai Omer, Tocha Shit Tzipor and Baal. We certainly assume it's Sayyid Tzipor, he came in revelations with her. For Rabbi Baal, the Shem Rabbi Yonai, there's no same name Rabbi Yonai Omer, who says, Ro Oso Pirish, Poish with Tzipor and Boel. If you see him coming out of Tzipor and having relations, Chazok Apostle Shisham Baal, we understand that the person who's apostle is Boel. So what's the difference? That if you don't see him coming out, then I say Mishtama is kosher. If you do see him coming out, you say Mishtama is apostle. What is the difference? Now skip the name Tzai Helchei Macharov, it's not superfluous. So says Marami Kushi, I'll tell you why. A very cute distinction. Because the Kashim Damele Rabbon Lishorti Rabbonim made a parallel to rodents. The title learned Shlosh Tzvarit, Tesh Tzvarit. You have nine rodents, which includes frogs. Sheretzeh, but the frogs are not matami in their death. Sheretzeh, there's a tenth, which is one of the insects, not the insects, one of the rodents is matami when it dies, right? So can Deshet Tzvarim, Sheretzeh, B'shus HaYachid, all this is a B'shus HaYachid in a private domain. Another Be'achmem, you touch one of these dead rodents, we don't know which one you touched. But here's the interesting thing. This stuff rolls down to Rosh Hashanah. He touched Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Vinoga. Sveiko Tahar. And Savi could be Mako. Why is that? Because it's a Loch Lamosh Misinai. Loch Lamosh Misinai says by Savi Tuma, Rosh Hashanah. You have to be machmir. By Savik Tumor Shusraim, you can be Rekel. Now, this is actually interesting because we learn that from Sota. And here we're learning back again from Tesota. Yeah, so Sota teaches us in the Savik, you have to be machmir, right? You have question, doubt, you have to have a drink of waters, right? So, in any event,
yeah, but the whole concept of Sota was B'shus HaYochid.
That's my point. I forgot to make that point. The Sota is B'shus HaYochid, right? So that means B'shus HaRabim, there's no Sota. So that means there's no Suffolk Tumor B'shus HaRabim or Mako. Okay? So it's obviously Aloha Moshe B'Sina, but the Aloha Moshe B'Sina links it to Sota.
Anyway, be that as it may. So says the Gemara, let's say the Sofing or Shusa Yochid. So then it's Tommy. The same Sofing rolled in the Shusa Rabim, and you touch it there, you're Tor. Chazar Shusa Yochid went back to Shusa Yochid, but no God, there you touch it again, Spekul Tommy, then you're Tommy. When Nimsa, if you find it, Hel Chacharov, you go after the majority. Amrav Chisar, Chisar said, gee, willikers. Doesn't say that in your Gemara. It says, did nobody understood what was going on, what was flying with this marshal here. Why not? Because now skip the next five lines, or six lines, because six words, not six lines, because they'll repeat it again later on. Instead of joining power in Shusa Yochid. This case, draw Palachin or Shusa Rabim in this case. The Tani we learned, the Mishra Shusa Rabim, Tani, Tisha Shrotim, Svardeya, Echabineim, nine rodents, dead rodents, and one frog among them. But Shusa Rabim, if it's in a public thoroughfare, the Nagabachim, you touch one of them, you know, they're based in a dog, you don't know which one you touch. Sveiko Tahar, it's a Savik, and even though it's Kavua, the Savik is torn. The self same measure mixture goes to Shusa Yachid, but not when you touch it, Sveiko Tami. So he's a Tami. Chazar Shusa Rabim, you go back to Shusa Rabim and Nagabo, and you touch it over again, and Sveiko Tar. When Nimsa, you find it lying around, Hel Racharov. So this is very, very difficult because, which one is it? I mean, Shusa Yachid, you're Machmir. Rabbi, you're Makel in the same same circumstances. So how do we reconcile the two? Amr al-Chisr said, again, L'motzu kol anshi chayil to Yudeyim. They didn't find a way to reconcile the two statements of Rabbi Yossi. Now, what two statements are we to tell you about which you can't reconcile? Actually, two statements which are that one says let me see if I can explain this very simply. In one place he said, go after Rov. The other place he said, what's the determining factor? Suffik Tuma. Pushusa Rabin. Why here, when he allowed the girl who was raped down by the caravans, why did he use the principle of Rov? Why didn't he just say it was Sufik to Meshusa Rabin? The caravans, the springs, whatever it was, surely that was Meshusa Rabin. He just got through saying that Sufik to Meshusa Rabin, you can be Mekel. If you make a Sufik to Meshusa Rabin, even without a rove, then why do you require the rove? Why do we get into all these problems of Kavua and called the Parish? Just say it's Sufik to Meshusa Rabin. Now, the truth is the issue that's the question, but the truth is that there's a little bit more to this question, which is that it seems quite clear that Reshusa Rabbi works even if Pirish Lefonenu. I want to take a little bit more because Gillian or Fine does not mean a shot there is just throw one of the two. It says we said before, if you saw the guy come out of Tipori, you can't rely on Rove. Right? Because you can't rely on rope when you saw it come from the Makom HaKriyos. That's true, but that's only true if it's a Reshus HaYochid. Because it says here, if the same mixture of nine Sparadim and one Sheretz, or nine Sheretzim and one Sparadim, goes back and forth from Reshus HaYochid to Reshus HaRabim, and Reshus HaYochid, if you touch it, you're Tame, Reshus HaRabim, you touch it, you're Tar. Doesn't distinguish between whether you see it moving or you don't see it moving. So it sounds like even if you see it moving, you saw the bundle with the 10 dead rodents, or whatever they're called, 10 dead shrotim, moving from one place to the other place. You still are not considered to have, even though you saw it, it's still not considered to have lost its status as being a suffix.
even though it's lost its status of called the parish Meruva parish, because you saw it taking place, it hasn't lost its status as a suffix tumor in Rosh Hashanah. So if that's the case, why are we not mako by the Kohen Shel Tzipori, even if it's a problem because we saw the guy coming out of the city and we can't rely on called the parish? Let's rely on the fact that it takes place in Rosh Hashanah. And taking place in Rosh Hashanah in and of itself gives us a reason to be mako because of suffix tumor lakula.
Well, the cases are different. One is about tumor and tara, and the other is about...
Yeah, but that's what I said before. Bear in mind, where do we learn the principles of tumor and tara from?
From
Sota, which is our issue. So if you extrapolate one way, you have to be able to extrapolate back. So that's the Gemara's question. It's a very good question the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, I see that you rely on Sofik Tuma even when you see it go in and out. Even when you see it being punished from Makom HaKfius. So if that's the case over here as well, if I see the guy coming out to punish me, boy, as you said before, I mean, I have to render the woman, you know, I mean, I can't rely on her. I can't say she's kosher. Why? Say she's kosher. Say that Sabik Tumor Shusarabim is tar. So Amrabi said, Barash Bachar Bahamid Ibrahim. Blessed Kosh Baruch chose the word Chachamim and the words. Krona Shel Tzipori Larva Shusarabim. Either the wellsprings or the caravans, whatever it is, wasn't Shusarabim. Why not? So Rabbi Yossi explains. Rabbi Yossi is the Baal HaMemra. He say he's been with us this whole time discussing the issue. He says we don't follow Rove, but when I see the preachers myself, why is Merushus Yochid became Shishnei Mechlem Lisiachid? Because two people want to do hanky panky, they'll find a place to be Mishiachid in the bathhouse there. They'll find a place to be secluded. So there it's Merushus Yochid. It's Merushus Yochid. So therefore. Can't rely on Sofik Tumah because it's Rosh Hashanah, you have to be machmir. You can only rely on Rov, but therefore you can't see the guy come out, because then you can't rely on Rov, because then you see him came from Makom Pishus, and then you don't see called the Parish Meruva Parish. Okay? That's it. Let's just finish the parak. Asuv Zukum Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, Kate Skim Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. Oh, I skipped one. They found the girl, a foundling, in the middle of the city dump. So they didn't know what to do with her. Asu the Kumar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi said, Titapeli, so let her join her family, which has questionable parts about her. Because she's questionable. She has fakes about her. We don't know if she's kosher, apostle, Jewish, not Jewish. Rabbi Yemir saw her, Maymar, Lisa Ksher. Yemir said, well, we can join her to a family which is primarily kosher, but not apostle. Because after all, in this case, you know, Rove of the city is kosher. So that's what she should join Esau, for a family that's questionable, but questionable inclined to kashrus. Rabbi Yirmi is, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi cholok alaviv. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi argues on his father, because Rabbi Yossi says we don't follow Rove. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says we can follow Rove, and therefore she joins a questionable family, but a questionable inclined to kula. On Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi said, no, Filu Temeli Sapsula. It's really, it should be changed around. You can even say that Rabbi Yossi would agree that she goes to Nisapsula. That's really the way to change around. That here too we have to throw in with Sapsulim. Not with Shirin. Oh, no, I see. Now I understand the Shari Torah that Yisrael did. I didn't understand before. Shri Rabbi Yossi Cholok Aloviv, no. Take out the word Tom Rabbi Yossi. Those words are superfluous. Does he argue in his father that his father said not to rely on Rove, but he follows the Rove? Says more, no, I feel tamely subsula. Yitzhak Rishon Bar Yossi holds not to rely on Rove. And when he said throw into Esau, he said Esau psula. And later Rishon Bar Yossi cholok alaviv. Rishon Bar Yossi doesn't argue on his father. Why? Lama? No, it still doesn't work out. No, it does work out. Okay, it goes to Issa Psula. Rabbi Yosef Yossi does not argue on his father. Why? Lama, Ksherim Mizanim. Even if you rely on Rove. I probably did make a little mistake here. a little one. I'm not sure I even made a mistake, but it's hard to say. Because I'm not sure what the interplay is. Rabbi Yossi holds you can't rely on Rove. Now it seems that the Moritz wants to say Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi holds you can rely on Rove. Yeah, well, that's what he said. Rabbi Yossi said she should join a kosher family, right? That's at least that's more interpreted to begin with. And that says we can rely on Rove. Yeah, I got it now. That means she can rely on Rove Kshayim, right? Says more, no, maybe he meant you can put him into Isa Psula, like his father Rabbi Yossi, right? Which holds that you go don't go after Rove. So therefore you can rely on Rove instead of being Kshayim. Because whatever reason they're relying on Rove, because of Kavua or some other reason, some Victuma, I don't know, but we don't rely on Rove. So how can we throw him into Nisa Kshayim? Says the Gemara, you're right. We don't throw him into Nisa Kshayim. We throw him into an Isa Psula. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Yossi doesn't argue his father. And the reason why he doesn't argue his father is not because he necessarily holds like his father. Could be old and only we do follow a rove. But he says, the Pasuk of Perakans, Lama, Ksherim Mizanim, Psulim Ashlichim. But in terms of following a rove for his nus, we assume that even the Ksherim are Mizanim. We said that earlier. So there was no rove to say that the majority is who might have had relations that are Psulim. But the people who throw away kids after they're born, there are very few of those. The people who throw away kids after they're born are generally the people who are psulim and don't want to face up to raising a possible kid. So therefore, in that case, we say that we throw her into the Isa Psula. We throw her into the possible women, the possible group, because Mistama, when she comes as a foundling, then there probably was some shady business going on with her parents. Okay.
So do we know if he follows Rove or we don't know?
No. We don't know if he follows Rove. Because here, it could be he follows Rove, could be he doesn't follow Rove. Because even if you normally follow Rove like Lehechsher normally, but here, since by Mashlichim, Rove Psulim Mashlichim, so therefore we have no indication either way.
In fact, it got to a point that people weren't even being mispalo b'chval. They weren't being mispalo to Yoschova. The whole Nusach and the Zman and everything was meant to see as only something to keep the Hamon davening. To keep the Hamon, give them a derech. But basically, they lived in a more on a higher philosophical plane of tefillah. And in that plane of tefillah was the pure dveikus. On this, the Mekubalot came and said, no, puk farkirt. The only way to be a real dovek is only through those words, only through those times. Because it's only with the takonas of the Achek Nesangdewa, with the Ruach Nevuah, and with the understanding of how these words are be'emes merubis to the spheros and merubis to the kavona. So Yonis, it's only through kavona, through these words, that a person is able to bepoil anything. It can't come through his own philosophical contemplation or dveikus of Hashem. There's only one derech. The derech is something which is based from Kabbalah, which goes back from Moshe Mitzrayim. It's only that, and that is based specifically on these words and this nusach. And for care, the Mekubalim, although they were the most spiritual about tefillah, and they felt that Peshat tefillah, you could reach Madregas of Ruach HaKodesh, it was dafka through the nusach HaKavua, and dafka through the words of tefillah, and dafka through prayer that had some amount of ordering. And that's the way they were masber the halacha, that a misparo tzorach wahashmiya wa'oznav. If a person davens, he doesn't, there's a mogen avram that's mashma, that when a person davens, we say that he has to mouth the words, right? But a question that's mashma from the mogen avram, then a person doesn't necessarily have to hear the words. In other words, like you know that you're saying that I'm in your machshava, but nobody could hear those words coming out of your mouth. You're mouthing them, and you're thinking about them while you're mouthing them, but there is no sound specifically. The Mekubalim, and it's interesting that I found from Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, he explains why, we're makbid that there has to be some kol. There has to be some sort of voice that's said. There has to be something that's heard. There might be no one else in the world that could hear it, but you have to be able to hear those words, or else they're not real words. Words have to be able to come, the nefesh has to say them. There has to be the Elo HaMaisa. It has to be in the pen and spoken. No one else should hear it. And maybe Chas V'Shalom they should hear it during Shemoneh Esrei. But you have to be able to hear it. So the Rabbi Rabban says the reason is because if you don't hear it, then you won't be mechaven properly. That if it's so low that you can't hear it, then maybe you're not even thinking the words. But the Mekubal Bol Parkir, because part of being a shutif of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being a shutif with these tzinoros, is actually being medaber in the Olam HaMaaseh. And if it's, as long as it's in the Olam HaMachshav, even though it's in your brain and you're mouthing it, if it hasn't actually come out of the peh, ruach from inside has come and been the ruach memalala, the ruach actually comes from the inside out and actually says something, then you haven't been yotzei your chiyuv tefillah.